Blom Blom with Skumba and Dumiso on Kaya TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, in the studio with us, we have Brasizwe. His real name is Sizwe. Forget about the whole thing of, hey, yo, my name is Rizin. No. You know, Sizwe, born in Tembisa, raised in Katlehong. His real name is Sizwe. Sizwe went to a black school. What's your other name? Rizin, what's your other name? First of all, you're never gonna make it as a rapper. Yo, what up, people? My name is Sizwe. Can't you arrange now? What's your other name besides Rizin?
My slave name is Kevin.
What?
Kevin. That's my second name.
Kevin.
Yeah. Kevin. You're busy white name.
Wow.
I'm trying to like you know when you
it was cool in high school because then in high school my AKA was Lil Kevy.
Lil Kevy.
Lil Kevy the rap. Were you rapping well from Eskela or in the Tlanga na iso khrudu? Ngoba sometimes it just no choice. Nezinye izicawu zingama comedian and zibe ama comedian ngoba abo bravazo ama comedian. Bese ayamnyala khisi kanti awula khisi
njengobani.
Asina why manje uqale.
Aki Uncle Show ukuthi ukhuluma kanjani?
Bakhela open.
Abantu abanjani laba?
But you listen to a guy like Quest, you can tell the Quest aqala iqala la yena ngithola. Qala ngevoice ye soprano ku baritone. Ala waqala Quest, you listen to about Jabba, you listen to Pro. And for you, when did it start?
Definitely high school. I was the talent show entering type of kid.
Yeah.
Vele, abo Mr. and Miss. You know,
but contest the boy.
Yeah, no, I was involved in everything.
But did you win? That's the question.
No.
Did Lil Kev win anything?
Okay, the talent shows I won every year for 5 years straight.
My man.
Yeah. You'd swear I was the ANC out there. I won every time.
So
there was no falling back. And then Mr. and Miss. I think it was Mr. What's the other one when you got Mr. Personality?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I got.
But in the personality.
Yeah. And then I entered once in the corner. I was like, all the soccer players won. Because one of Makweku.
Yeah, and I want to ask
him. One of SKL, my father, my Nike. I mean, I got paid. So I paid to stay polo. So it never really worked out.
Sure.
But the way it started, right? You would have had a mixtape of sorts. What was in that mixtape?
When you started listening,
right.
You know, it's
what
funny.
You listen to?
It's funny, because I had a lot of white friends, they always used to like get me like albums. I never really got mixtapes. I got albums. So I got like original copies of albums.
Snow.
So, no. Like I think it was around the Eminem time,
yeah.
DMX. You know, in fact, what got me into rapping probably was Bow Wow, because I thought I was going to be a famous young kid myself. I thought I was going to be famous as a kid. I thought I was going to be like Bow Wow. Like, yeah, if that guy can
make it, I mean,
imagine if I make it as a young South African rapper. It only happened when I was 23. But the point is, I was always listening to albums, always listening to original music. It became a habit of mine, actually, because then there was, what was that spot? There was a spot, everything, some, I'm a CD. I think it states maybe it came out. Could you like us? It was something much.
That's right. That
no, I fell away.
Right.
Yeah.
CD warehouse.
No, not CD warehouse. It was a cheaper version. Actually, it was out in Germiston. So we're going to my takes because we're going to Eden Clan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we moved from Tembisa, we moved to Katlehong. And I used to travel from Katlehong to
Supermart.
Supermart. Yeah. So I used to go and get my albums at Supermart.
Yeah.
So it became a habit. So Walkmans and CD Walkmans were my thing. So I never really got familiar until we got to high school. Yeah, this is right again.
So I'm listening to you right now. I'm like, okay, you are into this thing and rapping, but there must be a family here. You know, already in the time or no uncle, you know, okula.
Yeah.
How was life growing up as Usizo before Lil Kev?
I think it was chilled. We weren't. I don't come from a rich family. I don't come from a wealthy family. I come from a nice typical township family.
And a salar.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Well, Nina, I'm like the popular kid because I can't goodness paza.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm goodness paza. Since this corner, it's even like upgraded into a house now. It was a container.
now
it's a house now. You know what I mean? It's like a beer food. Sure. So I was pretty popular because of that. Everybody knew me. I used to work in the store. Makriza and Matana, they worked together pretty much. So it's a normal family, but my dad was never a fan of the music. My dad was never a fan. My mother was always supportive, you know what I mean? She would always like sneak in that money. Like, okay,
900
Yeah, I'm a rep.
And why do you think Tamo was not a fan of what you wanted to do?
So my dad is, just to give you a background, my dad is actually an ex-political prisoner. So he comes from that background where, you know, the whole point of their liberation or their involvement in the struggle was to actually make sure that we all go to school.
Sure.
And that we get to actually further our educations further than they did, you know. I think a lot of their generation, a lot of people like him, feel like they've contributed so much that they lost time being in like your Robben Islands and whatnot. So for him, it was school first, you know. I guess... At the time, with them, it's like, you know, being a famous rapper is like a joke.
Mr. Mapunetti, I got my hand grenade. When we are rapper.
And also, it's not like a joke. Like, come here, Dad, I want to rap. I want to be a rapper. Like, what is that? You know what I'm saying? So he was always about... at least to school, which I eventually did, actually. I studied advertising. I got all my papers, worked in advertising. And then when I was tired, I quit.
Sail rep.
Yeah.
So there you are. You're leaving the house.
Sure.
You're wearing, I imagine, your FUBU gear and whatever you're going out to
the... I couldn't afford FUBU, by the way. I couldn't afford FUBU.
I'm on this pen.
Yeah, I'm going to do me with FUBU.
Let us eat too.
Okay, if Hong Kong, your FUBU gear.
True. True.
You're going to a mall, I imagine, where I don't know, it's Red Mall, where it's Gate, whatever. And there's this girl. Like, this is the first time now. You're just thinking to yourself, yo, I like this girl, man. First kiss. What's up, Gumbula?
My first kiss. Hey, I was never the mall walking up to the girl guy. I've never been a fan. Yes, let's look at hype, baby. I've never been able to do that, you know. I always believed, my whole thing was, let's not be friends, because if we're friends, then it's over for you.
You know, sometimes there's people that contribute in our lives, or they are part of our lives, and they see us do things, and like, something.
Yeah.
I have someone on the line for you.
Oh, wow.
Yes. His name is Brachavo. He was your high school transport driver. Oh, Vanga transport
driver. Wow, namanga.
Hey, Brachibo.
Only because we're not clean.
Staring, boy.
I'm the last guy.
Staring, but right now you're a father, Joe, and you love your kids. How's that role playing out for you as a reason?
I think it's everything. You know, every decision I make right now is because of that, you know. Whether how I'm going to live, how I'm going to progress, what I'm into, what I'm interested in doing. I think it's all based on my kids, you know. There's a legacy to care about right now, you know. So that's the only thing that drives me, bro. It's the only thing that drives me right now, you know. It changes everything, you know. What I eat is because of my kids. What I drink, I don't even drink that much anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, we have people to worry about.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Sure. So now you hit the club for 2 hours. You're there between 2 and 4, and then you're out. You know, before it used to be there from 11.
Or 7.
Or 7.
Women
or
7.
Women or 7. Yeah, yes,
yeah. Yeah.
Either poo. So, see, and you eat your food, and then, you know, so. Yeah. It's always been like a thing that has actually just manifested in making everything important. You know, what you do, how you treat yourself. You start respecting people differently even when you've got kids, because sure. You can't mess anything up. You know, it actually is my everything. It's my kids, it's my family, it's my girl.
Do you have a bucket list? Do you, like, you're sitting here now, and then the future is just like endless, right?
So
your bucket list, what's the next thing?
I think I only have one thing on my bucket list, man. That is like to make a couple of millions, you know, to make a couple of millions. I'm from the hood, you know what I'm saying? Like, wealth is like, it's a dream. Wealth is the dream.
Over 1,000.
I like that.
Wealth. Over 1,000 is achievement.
It's a big thing.
Because if you're going to see 1,000.
Yo,
fine. If you're 100,000.
Yo.
Yeah. But if you're going to see you're going to see you must hustle harder to get 100,000 rand.
Mm. So for me, that's the only thing on my bucket list is just like make a couple of millions. My family's never had a couple of millions. There's never been a millionaire in my family, as far as I know.
That's why I like in this place. I was up. Sure.
You understand? And that's it. That's it.
What are you currently working on now?
You know, I this whole year I actually took a step back from music to actually focus on my other traits and other strengths. So on the one side, I'm creative directing at an agency, Slick On Life, which is Slicker's agency. I know a lot of people know the website side of it, but what people don't know is that on the other side there's an agency that actually helps sells brands with the culture and so on and so forth. So I'm creative director there, and then I'm also into this content creating thing, you know. Started a show called Rhymes and Reason. Sit with rappers, ask them questions about their rhymes. You know, some of the things.
I saw an episode Ganada Nakai.
Yeah.
That thing's dope, Joe.
Thank you.
You guys sitting there and listening to these lyrics, because some of them don't make sense. Eh? I just wish Peace Black Afro didn't do anything. I just wish Peace Black Afro was
everyday Christmas.
Dude, Joe. Like, I wish Peace Black was around. Kind of motin. Motin. So where can people catch all that?
Online, definitely YouTube, Rhymes and Reason. You can check it on the Slick On Life website, even some of the other shows that I produce. Another cool thing that I'm actually doing with Kai FM, funny enough, sorry I forgot, Kai FM and Solo, is this show that Solo's doing at the Joburg City Theatre.
Yes.
It's actually one of the ideas that my agency is pretty much trying to put together. It's like our first big project, which is turning hip-hop albums into theatre productions, you know?
Ah.
So it's almost like if the lyrics were the script, you know, what would that look like? So we're telling like Solo's life story. Well, not even life story, but we're interpreting his life story in a very interesting way. Yeah. And we're using his music as the scenes. And he's got 3 albums, Dreams A Plenty, Dreams B Plenty, C Plenty Dreams. So the whole thing is called Dreamers ABCs.
But you know what's funny is that Kai FM has an app and has TV.
Yeah.
And there's a platform of what you're doing on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can put it on Kai TV.
True.
And people can see it there.
I
think it's time you go upstairs. This is what you do. These are the numbers I'm bringing.
Yeah.
And I think it will bring your culture and what Kai FM is all about.
Yeah.
And combine and do something great.
Yeah. Yabona kumnandi masikhulu silungu.
Ha. Ngicela ngathi
ngiyasekhonnect. Ukhonnecta noKevin manje. Listen, thank you very much for popping in our time, and all the best in life. And take care of the kids, take care of sister, and be happy the way we're happy. I think we are in a great space right now. I think in all the rappers of Akona in this country, you're one of the sober ones.
Thank you.
And which is Marivar. You're one of the sober ones, and which is a great thing to see. Our channel, wish you nothing but the best. And the show Gasol happening,
it's on the 17th and 18th, the Joburg City Theatre.
People must get tickets. I think it's 150 pounds. Make sure that you go there and watch hip hop and storytelling in a different way.
Sure.
And yes, I'll tell you what is in the stage. I told you, I'm going to go to the stage. I'm going to go to the stage.
If you miss the live stream, watch the full episode on kayatv.co.za right now.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9 with Skumba and Dumiso. 6 to 9 a.m.